Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The nation is waiting to hear what new restrictions lie in store for the start of the Toussaint holidays. Emmanuel Macron will be making a televised address this evening about the ongoing public health crisis. The president may be about to make new announcements. One possibility is the introduction of a nightly curfew, a measure that has already been applied in Guyana. The second wave of coronavirus continues to gain ground with 87 deaths in 24 hours, 94 additional patients in intensive care and 13,000 new infections. Across Europe, tougher measures are being introduced. In the Netherlands, a partial lockdown has entered into force with bars and restaurants closed. In Italy, parties and celebration have been banned at home and no more than six people can gather in one place. In the UK, Boris Johnson has announced the closure of bars in Liverpool. A police officer's life is hanging in the balance in Essonne after he was hit by a car while on patrol in Savigny-sur-Orge. The police are investigating the identity of the driver of a stolen car. In the meantime, a 28-year-old man has been remanded in custody for the attack on police last week in Herblay in the Val d'Oise. He is facing charges of attempted murder. He claims to have been overwhelmed by the violence of his two accomplices, who police are still looking for. Police representatives are due to meet with Emmanuel Macron tomorrow in light of the recent spate of attacks. The Minister of the Interior met with police unions yesterday and tried to reassure a profession at its wit's end. Gérald Darmanin pledged to introduce a bonus for working nights for more than 22,000 officers. And finally to football, and France are currently in Croatia for day four of the UEFA Nations League. Les Bleus won the first leg 4-2 at the start of September. Tonight's match will be played in front of 7,000 spectators in Zagreb. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.